Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, shit. I see y'all up here already. Let's see. 813. What's going on, bro?
How you doing, Rosebud?
I'm good, man. What's up?
1 second. Let me turn this radio down. So, I got a question. Have you, in your experience, ever caught...
That's the background noise, man, that I don't need. Can you get rid of the background noise?
Yeah. All there right, we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. In your experience, when you first started out in the game, did you ever catch a bitch when you were out of pocket and managed to make it work as far as, like, yeah, I guess that's the question.
See, listen, man, you guys got to stop this bullshit. How can you ask a question that have the words out of pocket in it like you asked? If you out of pocket, how the fuck are you going to catch somebody? What does out-of-pocket mean, bro? What does out-of-pocket mean?
For me personally,
no,
I just don't
man.
Have a deal.
No. There is nothing for you personally. There's what it means and how you use it. What does it mean?
Not in full capacity or, like, not in full potential.
No, it don't mean any of that. It means you doing something you ain't got no business doing and you done got caught. That means, otherwise, this bitch ain't got no business sitting up in looking in my window talking to me. This bitch ain't got no business watching me drive down the street. It's about bitches, man. And you guys want to take it. That's what Steve, the Dean, and all them motherfuckers do. Make you guys take these words and you use these words and you don't do nothing but confuse yourself. If you out of pocket, you ain't getting shit. Does that answer your question?
To a degree.
What degree do you want an answer to?
I guess I really don't know that at this point. I'm young. I'm only 19. And I came across you, and I've been listening
hey,
to
bro,
you.
Hey, bro, listen, at least you're smart. And you know at this point you don't have a question. I understand that. That really made sense to me. But what you don't understand is you got to stop picking up these goddamn phrases and these words that you don't know nothing about. Because they confuse you. When you talk to a person that know what these words mean, and you say, hey, man, if you out of pocket, woo-woo. Out of pocket is telling me a whole bunch of shit you ain't got to say. So I know what's going on. I just got to know what particular situation is going on with you. So you tell me the particulars, and I'll tell you about being out of pocket. But you don't have no particulars. Because you don't know what fucking out-of-pocket means.
Okay. So, for me, out-of-pocket is I live on the road. I travel with me and my brother. We go on the road and we make our money how we do. You know, so to me, that's what out-of-pocket is to me. I have a hotel room that I make money out of. But as far
okay,
as...
Listen. Just from what you explained... Okay, you on the road, and you got your spot, and you meet this broad, and this broad is kind of shaky to you, but, you know, you want to fuck the bitch, so you take the bitch up to your goddamn room, and where you do whatever you do, and take care of your business, blah, 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 and you fuck the bitch, and the next thing, you know, the bitch then got you for $300 or $400. You was out of pocket.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm not on that type of wave, but I'm on the opposite end here.
I'm not saying you do stuff like this. I'm giving you an example of what out of pocket is in your case. Just an example. I'm not saying you do this stuff.
Understood.
All right. So my point is that anytime you bring anybody around you and your brother's business and they ain't got no business being where you bringing them, see, you out of pocket. You ain't supposed to be doing that shit. You're going to get charged. That's what out-of-pocket means. The other part of out-of-pocket means out-of-pocket, your ass getting charged. Do them niggas tell you that shit? No, because they don't know it. All they know...
Like,
what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All they know is what they be hearing or overhearing. And then they take these words, because they take the word to mean whatever the word in the sentence is meaning. But when you say out of pocket, those are words, if you take them literally, they don't mean shit. But if you understand what's being said, out of pocket has a total meaning.
You're talking about out of pocket as disrespectful, like a bitch talking out of her mind.
That's out of pocket.
Yeah.
You got to understand what shit is when you say it.
Financial.
You just do. 520, I see you, man. Thanks for holding on. What's up?
Hey, what up, bud? What's going on, man?
Nothing, brother. How
about
you?
I'm all right. Hey, I didn't have much of a question. I was just a few minutes into part one of the audio book. Man, that shit had me cracking up, man. Hey, I stopped right when you started talking about how you slammed, what's his name, Joe, on the table, because he had a bad habit of touching your head.
Yeah, Joe Bazile, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so could you talk a little bit about the brothers? It's just, I stopped listening
to
it.
No, I can't.
Oh, okay,
that shit is in the book. That shit is in the book.
All right, I got you.
Get the book if they want that, man, but I'm glad you like it, brother, thanks. So let's get started with today, because I mentioned this shit before, but I just donated to St. Jude. I ain't bragging. I'm just letting y'all know that St. Jude, in my opinion, is a good thing for you to support. I support the fact that they don't charge the family of a cancer patient a dime. They provide travel. They provide accommodations. They provide meals. And all at no cost to the family. St. Jude is right. I remember Danny Thomas, because he had a show, the Danny Thomas Show. And at the end of the show, every time, he would talk about kids and how these kids are suffering. And he'd say, if there's any way possible, I'm going to make it to where they can come get treated. And that motherfucker did it. Danny Thomas started, I don't know if it was called St. Jude, but he started that goddamn St. Jude. He opened up a hospital that was basically free, but it was specifically for kids with cancer. And let me tell you something, man. I believe that the family should only need to support that family member, that family member that's fucked up. So otherwise, worrying about a bill, worrying about this, worrying about that. No, you should not have to worry about that shit while this is going on. And if we got anything to do with it, we going to cure it. Free. Come on, man. You can't tell me that shit ain't cool. All right, that's my public service announcement. But it's mid-September. Well, it's past mid-September. It's at the end of September, and you should know if you don't know. In October, a new semester for Sidewalk University starts. Now go to my new site, Rosebud the Author, and see which plan works for you, and hurry up and get your butt in for the coming semester. We're learning big things. And all these things are key points to improve your outlook on who the fuck you are. Things for growth. I remember I used to sneak into my parents' room. I'd be crawling on my stomach. I would be sneaking in there to steal some of my pop's change. He owned a gas station, and every night when he came home, he would make me and my sister count the money. Now, me and my sister, one day I seen her, you know, pocket some money. I said, Mary, what you doing? She said, boy, you better get some. Don't get much, but you better get some. So, shit, I'll start getting me some. But that wasn't enough for me. I would sneak into my parents' room and help myself to some change. If my dad would have ever caught me, I probably wouldn't be here. I probably would be dead. How I had enough nerve to do that shit, I don't know. But anyway, Pops had bags of money to us. That's how we looked. That's how we saw him. He had bags of money. And I thought, I don't know. I just thought we was rich. My daughter, chip off the old block as she is. My fucking daughter be tearing my ass up. She got a key to my place. And she comes in and helps herself to whatever the fuck. She raised my cabinets, takes toilet paper, takes aluminum foil, takes cans of this, cans of that. And I don't miss the shit until I look for it. But none of that really matters. What gets me the most is when she gets my phone and raids my Cash App. And what I don't understand about this shit is that she know goddamn well all she got to do is ask me. She know I got some kind of trip in my head. I don't want her needing shit. I don't want her asking for nothing from damn motherfucker but me. So, now, what I'm saying is, I start thinking about this shit. And I, you know, I used to get on my stomach and crawl like I was in the war, you know, to steal this change. And at first I thought, man, this girl don't even love me. I thought I had, you know, did some shit wrong. But as I thought about it, I realized she's in the same boat I was in. All she see is me doing my thing, clocking dough. Now, she may not think we're rich, but obviously she think I got it like that. Because she don't even think. She's stealing from me when she do that shit. So I asked her, why do you do that goddamn shit? She said, Dad, you were asleep, or you be asleep most times, and you know how you are when somebody wake you up, me, whoever. And she right. I go off. Scared of shit, whoever, you don't really know me. Because I can't sleep. And when I'm asleep, I want to stay asleep. And if you wake me up, it just pisses me off. Now, I said all that because I have a question to y'all. And I'm wondering if I should take Cash App off of my fucking phone. Or take it as, you know, what goes around comes around. I did it to my daddy, so why can't she do it to her dad? I mean, this shit was really... You see these bags in my eyes. I haven't even been able to sleep. This shit really been bothering me. Well, somebody will call me in and try to help me. In the meantime, we don't want something else. The I word is being seriously considered here. And I ain't talking about impeach. I ain't talking about no I word. I'm talking about the word I. Because whenever I had fully creamed the woman out, bust that pussy out, that bitch would say, "Rosebud, Rosebud, Rosebud." Hey, and when they say that, it would signal to me that they've thrown their resistance. They just like kick their resistance to the motherfucking curb. Tell me they didn't just and become enthralled in whatever I got going on as far as the sex man. They've submitted to the sex I make. And this is what you got to understand. If you got a conversation that makes sense, and you talking about some shit, you going to catch that bitch, because motherfuckers don't be making sense. Motherfuckers be talking in jumbled conversation and expect some motherfucker to listen to it. So what I'm saying is, as I get them to see, common sense ain't all that common no more. Bunch of motherfuckers don't have common sense. It takes a special man to remain true to his principles and keep up with the times. As well, it takes a special woman to realize, oh shit, man, you guys got me getting deep. I start, he cuffing like a motherfucker. When I motherfucking stand on the outskirts of my course, I'm fine. But when I start detailing shit that I shouldn't be detailing, my hiccups come. Let me know, nigga, you stepping out of bounds. So, what I'm gonna have to say what I'm saying, keeping your principles and keeping up with the time. See, that's special. A woman meeting a dude that does this most likely won't recognize it in him. That's why when you meet a woman that does recognize it in you, you have a special motherfucking opportunity to get a woman that can be trained to respect what you do. Whereas if you just want to get a woman for pussy or whatever, I mean, you can do that, and they going to be whatever they going to be, but they ain't going to respect you. They're not going to respect your energy or the energy that you put in what you do. That's why when you meet that woman and you both recognize, sparks fly. And it's like the 4th of July every fucking day. I'm telling you, it really is. There is someone there or out there for you. But if you don't know what you want, you probably done already met 2 or 3 of them bitches that was for you. But you don't know what you want. You don't know how to see if she has what you want. I'm just saying, then, think about what I've been asking. I'm a professional, not me, but I'm just saying me. I'm a professional thinker. I talk and deal with other professional thinkers. Do you think I want to hang out with people who don't want to think? No. I don't want to get along with every motherfucking body. I really don't. I only want to get along with those of you who I suppose to get along with. Every motherfucker cannot understand or deal with what the fuck I say. But I'll place a 10-to-1 bet that those of you I do get along with growing. And the way you once dealt with shit is no longer your motherfucking forte. Now, what I'm saying, what does that mean? That means that people that want what they want, and that's all they want, is going to be wanting for a long time. Because people that fuck with me go get what they want. They don't want shit past 5 seconds. The rest of the time is spent getting it. You might can't get it in one day. You might can't get it in a year. But however long it takes, you're going to be after whatever it is you're trying to get. Because you're not a dreamer. You're not some motherfucker that simply go to sleep and dream. When your dreams are plans, and you just happen to be at your most creative when you sleep, that's fine. As long as you follow that goddamn plan. See, as far as changing your forte, I'm sure you've all heard that water seeks its own level. Now, no one of you give a fuck what that means. You just heard it. But water seeks its own level. That means you, being the water, are going to run around until you meet whoever like you, that you like, and then you guys are going to run together. And if you meet a third person, all three of you will run together. Because as water, you seek motherfuckers that make shit smooth for you. That's what that saying means. But of course, you don't care. You just like the words or how it's put together. So what I'm saying is, when water reaches the level it needs to get, it levels off and it gets smooth. Just like us. Well, I mean, those of us who see eye to eye. And we understand. If everyone understood what I say, I wouldn't be saying shit. That's why a motherfucker like, well, I'm going to just say Dean. I'm going to leave the other niggas out. That's motherfuckers like Dean be saying shit and want everybody to understand it. Motherfucker, everybody would play baseball if they could. Just saying, everybody can't do it. You know, what I'm saying is, I got to get you to accept a lot of you motherfuckers are just trying very hard to be something you're not. And if that's the case, I have a question for your motherfucking ass. What the fuck is wrong with being you? I really need to know that. Why do you motherfuckers have to pretend to be someone else? I don't get that. Why in the world can't you be yourself? Can you answer that for me? Somebody call, oh shit, 209. What's up?
Bud, it's a beautiful Sunday.
Sure is, brother.
Man, I looked on the phone, seen that you was on, and listened for a couple of minutes, and didn't see nobody calling in. I said, "This is my opportunity."
What's up,
man? Hey, ain't nothing like being me, bro. And the older I get, the more I realize that how special and unique and how valuable I am. You know.
Well, I'm trying to know, but you ain't telling me nothing. What you talking about?
Hey, man, just, you know, evolving, bro. Just evolving and keeping my shit going. You know, like I woke up this morning and thought to myself, damn, man, you got it going on, and you're a special individual, and God is good, you know?
Hey, but listen.
So, yeah, bro.
Listen, bro. you're not talking to me. You talking at me. You're saying stuff. Hey, man, it's not funny, man. You're saying
I'm smoked
stuff,
out right now, but.
Okay, but you're saying stuff that has no meaning except a general
okay.
meaning. You know, every
okay.
God is good. God is
well, that's
good.
How,
yeah.
That's how I meant it. I meant it to be a general meeting because I'm just calling in just to be general with you right now, just to kick it around. I don't mean nothing trying to be philosophical or nothing
oh,
like that.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just tapping
really,
in.
You ain't really got nothing you really want to ask. You just tapping
nope.
in. Then life is great
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
All right, man. All right, man. I got to go for that. I got to go for
yep.
that, man. Thanks. 337, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Oh, kicking back, man. Now, to answer that, I think they want to do control. Like
who want to be controlled?
What you talking about as far as, you know, being yourself and stuff like that.
So you saying,
a lot of people,
you say, let me ask you, are you saying when I asked you what's wrong with being you, why don't you want to be you? You saying the answer to that is a lot of dudes or people want to be controlled?
Well, like, you know, being followers instead of being leaders.
Okay. I'll go for
a lot
that,
of
man.
People don't, a lot of people don't like the truth. And I think
they
what it
don't.
Does
they
is...
Don't. They don't. They would rather tell themselves their lies. Hold on, brother. Stay on. 256, what's up?
Hey, yeah, no, I agree with the last caller that just said that because, you know, with social media now, people, it's a lot of facades out. So people can pretend and put a mask of who they want to portray themselves as instead of being who they really are. They're scared to show the world who they really are, you know, because they can hide behind the facade.
Well, you stay on here, too. Hold on. 786, what's up?
Yeah, no, the answer, they right, but they wrong. The real answer is they're afraid of confrontation, and I know because I live that shit. Don't nobody want to be themselves because they're afraid because when you go outside, you're going to get into some shit. You're going to have to stand on being yourself. So they try to be what everybody else is. That's the answer.
Well, wait, bro. That's an answer because there's never one answer. Never. Me and you could be walking down the street going to the same place, but we ain't got to take the same route. As long as we get to where we going, that's what's up. But you are right. Motherfuckers be scared of confrontation because they lack confidence in what they think. So they would rather blend in. You're right. I agree with that. Hey, bro,
can I ask just a quick question?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's really rhetorical. When you was growing up, y'all had cool motherfuckers. Y'all had nerds, right? But everybody had to go to school. Did the nerds, can they tell their parents, oh, I ain't going to school, bud. I'm going to beat my ass. Bitch, I'm going to beat your ass if you don't go to school, right? They had to face it.
Well, they got
to beat them.
Man, but, hey, but you asking a question. Hell, yeah, them nerds are telling motherfuckers, man, I don't want to go to school. I'm letting them go beat me up.
But they went, though.
They had real parents. Your parents got in that ass. Take your ass to school, boy.
And that's what they don't do today. Nah. You try to act like Bud, so you don't whoop your ass.
Nah, yeah, you're right, brother. You stay on here. 202, what's up?
What's up, Bud?
None, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm doing fine. There was a question. I missed the question. It must have been asked while I was calling in.
The question was, what's wrong with being you? Why is so motherfucker, every motherfucker want to be this rapper or this actor or anybody but themselves?
You know, that's a good question. I addressed that with myself this weekend when I went out for the first time really exploring since the pandemic has opened back, since the society has opened back up since the pandemic. I found myself, you know, at an establishment standing very visibly so that everybody could see me, very controlled as far as just my posture and my poise, you know, looking at myself in the mirror, really excited to have myself outside. and I was really comfortable in my skin because during this time I had been addressing all of my own bullshit, looking at myself and becoming better. You know, a lot of times we scared to be ourselves because we really don't want to look at ourselves. So it's easier to pretend. I believe that this is my perspective. It is so much easier to pretend than it is to actually look at yourself, see your weaknesses, and then try to change to become a better person and a better version of yourself.
Hey, bro, I actually fully agree with you, brother. You stay on here too. 917, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to chime in on the question you asked.
All right, come on.
I think it's a two-part thing to that. I think it comes from when you grow up. I think it starts from how you grow up. You have some parents that raise their kids to have everything that society has. So they start off with a pattern of, okay, this is what's going on, so I got to do what's going on. So they don't even really get a general sense of themselves. And then you get some people that have a strong, firm foundation, and they may be the popular kids, and they already groomed in, you know, being the popular kids and leading the pack because that's what they do. Then you have the nerd. Now, the nerd parents send them back out there, but they still scared to be themselves because they're the minority. That's what I think.
All right. Hold on. You stay on, brother. 646. What's up?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
How you doing, bud? Yeah, I wanted to chime in with an answer to the question to the show as well. I honestly think it really boils down to the reason that most of the men are here, or the purpose of SWU, lack of confidence. And I feel like not having confidence is the main reason why anybody would be hesitant to be themselves, because when you try to be yourself, the first thing society tells you is, oh, well, who does that? Nobody does that. That's not normal. So now you feel like you're doing the wrong thing. And then you go right back to doing what society tells you to do or whatever you were raised to do, and you feel comfortable doing that because you have no confidence, which is why it's better half of the people who tune in to the show are here today.
Check this out. You guys, all of you guys, are right, because I believe there is no one answer. There is your perspective of the answer. And as long as you're including your general goddamn escapades and things you got to deal with in your answer, you have to be right. Because people say you got to have 8 hours worth of sleep. Man, what if you only need four? You know, what they're saying is that you need to rest for your body or your mind so that you can function the next day. But if you only need 4 hours, then that's that. My point is that all you brothers gotta understand the last guy, 646, is actually more right, because everything boils down to your confidence. It boils down to where you coming from with what you thinking. And this is my point. Excuse me. And this is SWU's point. To get your ass to believe in you so you ain't going to get caught up in some bullshit that, I mean, even your parents could be wrong sometimes. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying could be. 832. I see you, brother. What's up?
What's going on, bud, man? It's been a long time.
What's happening?
Man, you know, I just you pretty much saying what I was going to say. But, you know, if I could finish what you were saying, in this world right now, man, everybody rather be agreeable than right. So when you're dealing with a person like you, you make motherfuckers stand up. You make them establish where they're coming from. And when they can't do that, they try to find an easy way out. You've done it to me for years. That's why I'm what I am.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I ain't gonna ask you who are you, but goddamn it, that's right. People,
I'm gonna tell you who I am, nigga. You gotta know who I am.
Who is this?
This is Drew Bone, nigga.
Drew Bone.
Yeah, Drew man, I looked at my phone and you was on there. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying. And I smiled and I say, let me call and get this motherfucker his props, because no matter how much we bumped heads about, what we bumped heads about, he made me stand up, and I feel good about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because before that, you know, I was trying to figure out how to agree. When I discovered you, I told you that. I said, man, I've been listening to motherfuckers, and they told me I was too mean. They told me I was chicken shit. And when you first told me you got to be chicken shit, I said, I got to listen to this motherfucker. I ended up bumping heads with you behind some shit that we didn't agree upon, but we both stood up. That's what matters.
Hey, Drew Ball, without getting into that shit, you still believe the same shit?
Yeah, I believe the same shit.
All right, I don't want to go into it. If you still believe it, you believe it. All right, now listen. All you guys that I said stay on, I want you to hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, so I can give you my books, my audio books, 12 hours of parts 1 and 2 of Rosebud the American Pimp. Every one of you guys that's on here right now, you got to do it today because I'm old as fuck and I be forgetting shit. And I got like a 12-hour memory. Anyway, what I'm saying is y'all hit me, man. Ain't going to cost you shit. It's free. Now, I, that's why I told you all to stay on so I could tell you all at the same time to hit my email and you will have some serious shit to listen to. Hey, even you, Drew Ball.
I'm going to hit it, man.
Drew Ball, I'm glad you called in, motherfucker. You don't know how many times I thought about you.
Man, Bud, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I've been really taking, you know, the ass whoopings you gave me and making that shit work to my benefit dealing with life. And I've been doing hella good. You know what I'm saying? I respect you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up. That's all we do. Hey, I
got to
get to my show.
Hey, but I got a question, though. We got to put our full phone number to hit you.
What?
In the email.
Do what?
I said, do we got to put our full phone numbers whenever we hit you on the email?
Hell yeah, full phone numbers.
All right,
what's
cool.
The email again?
AskRosebud@gmail.com. You know Rosebud got 2 D's in it.
Hey,
cool, peace, my brother.
Get off.
Appreciate
it. I don't want to get into it, but I heard something about you and Dean, but people got to realize, because I ain't heard you say this in a long, long time. I know you still got that Mack truck with no headlights, and you don't use brakes, the horn don't work, and I guess motherfuckers forget that.
Hey, Drew Ball. I used that about 2-3 days ago. Hey, them motherfuckers is crazy. But anyway, fuck it. Get at me, Drew Ball. We can talk.
I got you.
All right. All you guys, I'm going to get busy. Hey, you guys, thanks. Hey, you know, there's nothing to me. There's nothing like starting the show off answering fucking questions, dealing with people about whatever the topic. Man, that is so dope to me. So my thing is this. The kids, the young kids today, they have idols, you know, people they admire. And these idols are falsely claiming all the things that these lying-ass kids are dreaming about. They claiming to be this. They claiming to be that. They claiming to have this. They claiming to have that. And the point is, they have very little knowledge of what they're talking about. And these young kids see this shit, and since they look up to these idols, they try to emulate what these fucking idols are talking about. Now, if this rap artist, who has not set one foot in the goddamn arena he's talking about, if he can claim to be whatever he's talking about and get known because motherfuckers, real motherfuckers, like his music and say, yeah, this dude's dope, blah, 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 then you say to yourself, why can't you do it? That's how kids grow up. That motherfucker ain't like that. He lying like a motherfucker. So why can't I lie? So I know you want answers to this shit. And you probably have more questions. But the thing is, these idols give wrong definitions. And the kids take those whack-ass definitions. They take it to heart. These are kids that's learning shit. And they're just hearing this word. And they are only getting the information you're giving them about this word. And then you want to take this word and talk to a motherfucker that lived those words, but you're using them wrong. And so you talk to a motherfucker like the guy who's somehow out of pocket. There's no way you, well, I can't say no way. There's a gang of ways. But out of pocket is the term used by pimps to say how or why they came up with this bra. Man, I got a baby. She got out of pocket with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? A nigga came up. We don't care how she got out of pocket. We just know she was doing something she ain't had no business doing. Could have been talking to the nigga. Could have been staring at the nigga. Could have been, he goes into Denny's and she go into Denny's and act like, you know, it could be anything out of pocket. And the bitch ain't really had to be out of pocket. She could have really wanted some tea in Denny's. And you could have thought, oh, man, this bitch following me, man. Goddamn out of pocket motherfucker. And you get at her. And you might come up. But to you, she was out of pocket because of what you thought she was doing. Hey, you guys got to just understand this fucking shit. That's why Dean make me sick with the way he did that goddamn shit. Just watered down everything. So all of you can be it. You motherfuckers can't use these words and go out in the world and use them. Man, you don't know what can of worms you open and saying some shit like that. So, another thing is that shit is the cause of a lot of the chaos that we're going through today. Misuse, misunderstanding, no, not giving a goddamn about what you're doing or saying. Man, this fucking shit could be stopped. All of it. All of the misunderstanding, all of the fear of limit and all that goddamn shit can be totally stopped. All you got a motherfucker do is get real with your goddamn self. You got to get real with yourself and deal with you. Just like them brothers were saying, I was really happy. It was like 6 or 7 of them on there, 8 of them. All saying the same thing, but different ways. Because they're all right. There ain't no one answer. There's a correct thing to do as far as handle it. All of them motherfuckers are talking about how to handle being you. Dealing with being you. Different ways, though. Shit, do you drive like I do? Do you sit like I sit? Motherfucker, there are different ways to do everything. And you got to understand all of them. Because the only way you accept any of them is if they're going in the right direction, like your whatever version is. Drag racing, motherfucker. I mean, come on. Everybody do basically the same thing, but some people do some things different. That don't mean he ain't no drag racer. He just do it different. We got to understand that. The major problem with this misinformed bullshit is that it dilutes the original meaning of the words or the phrases that's being used. Then you got the computer, which is a major culprit in what's going on. Google it. Google is good for political words, definitions for various words that in medicine and legal shit, even if you wanted to do some mechanics or whatever. Google is good for a lot of shit. But it ain't good for the shit you motherfuckers be trying. What is gay? How do you be down? I'm just saying, man. You guys who are new to me, you need to understand this. Once you have a definition, you can sit at home, and because you think you know what whatever it is you're looking for means, you think you can claim it. This is actually quite the opposite. Those weak-ass definitions that you fucking have put you at risk of losing your motherfucking life. And that's what Dean, and that's what that fucking Lucario and that goddamn EO don't understand. You could die talking about out of pocket. He's talking street talk, and the street motherfucker know what you're saying. And when your motherfucking ass uses it wrong, he go either charge you by getting you, or, you know, or something worse. You know, simply because you got a definition, simply because somebody told you what something means, does not mean you become what the definition explains or defines. Take this for instance. You can sit at home and read up on baseball. Just listen. You can learn all the rules. You can learn all the positions. You can learn how to play all the positions. And you can actually hold an intelligent conversation about baseball in any of the positions. Even with all of this, you're not a baseball player. You're not. That's a problem with defining things. Simply because you know the definition does not mean you can do it. That's pure garbage. Unless you get out on the field, you don't know shit. Once you get out there and you know all the positions and you've been playing whatever long enough to have played most, if not all the positions, you're going to gravitate toward a particular or a couple of positions. And once you do, watch how much more you learn about playing baseball. I'm telling you, you can learn what baseball is reading Google, but you'll never learn what baseball is until you're out there playing it. You won't be a baseball player unless you get out on the field and play. It's essential that you practice and learn to be you. This is what I'm talking about. What the fuck is wrong with being you? I don't get it. You got to stop taking on these damn definitions, especially trying to become that definition. What the fuck is wrong with being you? I just don't understand that. Why you motherfuckers want to be somebody else? Man, we had Stevie Wonders, all kind of motherfuckers when we was kids. We didn't want to be them. I mean, I guess some kids wanted to be them. But I'm talking about the average motherfucker liked that motherfucking shit they were singing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we didn't want to be them. I just don't understand what's wrong with being you. This is an important message for you to get and accept. Why not be you? All these things have been glamorized by TV, sports, in the fast life. Your motherfucking ass should concentrate more on who the fuck you are. You might be a TV personality or a sports athlete or whatever. Or you might be in the family. I ain't saying you can't do it. I'm saying, why don't you focus on you? Because if it's you, it's coming out. If it's in you, it's coming out. Period. These days, there are very few athletes that are not created. In the early days of sports, the participants were people that gravitated towards a particular activity, and if they were naturally good at it, with practice, they excelled. Today, the athletes are created with all sorts of goddamn strenuous activities to make you this person. All kind of additives to your food to make your body physically able to take tackles. What I'm saying is the same go with the fast life. You figure out a supplement to take to make you a guy that can whatever. See, you find out the definition, and without going out on the street to see if it's really you, you think you could be this or that person because you know the definition. And then what you do is take the words of the definition and make sure whatever you're talking about fits into the words. See, what you don't understand is whoever you're talking about, the player, the hustler, the pimp, the whoever, that motherfucker didn't search for a definition. That motherfucker didn't search for no definition before he went out to get involved with the streets. He had a general idea of what it was, and he just went out there. If he wanted it, he went out there where it was, found it, and if he liked it, he started doing it. Then he started learning about it. Today, you motherfuckers stay within the safety of your goddamn home, and you had a nerve to claim you got this or that game, and you even want to talk to me and bump heads with me about it. It ain't never, never been in the environment. I'm just saying, you know, that shit is crazy. It's impossible to do the shit you guys are trying to do. Yet, you still insist on claiming it, doing nothing but confusing your mind. It's true. I mean, I thought that kind of shit was over, really. I thought I kind of killed it when I, is it in you or is it on you or whatever that fucking asshole is just talking about. But what I'm saying is, again, I'm asking, what is wrong with being you? I mean, goddamn, how come you don't try as hard to be you as you try to be somebody else? Man, you got to answer these fucking questions. Because it's serious. How come you don't try hard to be you like you try hard to be a fake rapper? 416, I just seen you. What's up?
Hey, Rosebud, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
I'm calling because I want to give you an example of experience I went through. I was in when I was studying, there was this guy, and I would copy his assignments from him, and I would show him my homework, and he would say, but some of them are wrong. And I said, yeah, I know, because I don't want the teacher to find out. I walked into class one day, and half of the class was upset because they all got caught copying.
Bro,
and my friend said,
hold on. Man.
Yeah.
I can't stand the way you tell a story.
Okay.
I can't stand it, man. You lose the motherfucker,
right,
man. Can you tell the story and say what the fuck you want to say with all that pausing and all that bullshit?
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that when you get something, you have to make it yours. Not copy it word for word.
I agree with that. Otherwise, you don't know shit until you then took it and dealt with it in your life. Otherwise, I say this is how you do it, and you may accept it, but you ain't going to agree with it until you took it and did it yourself in your life. Is that what you said?
That's right. See,
I totally agree with that.
I'll give you another example, like your quote.
No, I don't want no more examples from you. You got a fucked
okay.
up way of delivering shit. Hey, 520, let's go. What's up with you?
Hey, bud, I have a statement on me being me, and I have a question to ask you.
All right.
So I don't know if you could tell in my voice, but I'm African, but I grew up in this country, and we came here when I was 5 years old. And just growing up, being raised here, I felt almost ashamed of my culture. I don't know why, but I just neglected a lot of shit. And now I'm 22 years old, and I'm realizing the importance of me being myself. I'm even relearning my language. And as I'm doing all this, I'm realizing how many family members I've never spoken to, like 95% of them. I just wanted to say it's important. It feels good that I'm being myself instead of neglecting and trying to be like other people. It's a relief. But my question is...
That's what it is, bro. That's what it would be for just about any motherfucker that start accepting who they are and doing what you're saying you're doing, finding out all the information there so you can appreciate who you are. Now, what's your question?
Yeah, I mean, I've never spoken to my grandmother. I've never spoken
what
to
is
my
your
uncles
question?
And all that. All right, so my question is, this is for my parents. What is a way that I can relate to them more, you know, because...
To your parents?
I try to be closer to them and have conversations and all that.
Okay, stop, man.
Stop.
I don't need all the explanation. You already asked the question. The question is
okay.
How can you get closer to your parents? What I'm saying is this, bro. I don't know what you do with them. I don't know how you talk to them. But, I mean, you might not really understand this, but my parents didn't want to be our friends. We couldn't talk to our parents. We couldn't shoot the shit with our parents, you know, and I think that is how it's supposed to be, because you got to understand boundaries. because my parents taught us total respect for authority. Otherwise, if you don't teach your kids respect for authority, otherwise they can bullshit with you, they can kid around with you, you're the parent. They're going to go outside and have no respect for authority, and they're going to get their fucking ass killed. Real parents see that shit. Real parents do not talk about that shit. They just make sure their kids know that shit. Otherwise, respect authority. If some motherfucker tell you something, they're in authority. I mean, you cannot do it, but you got to be willing to accept the shit. And the shit here in the United States is death. Police kill motherfuckers. And do not give a fuck about if they was right or wrong. Because they scared of niggas. They scared of Mexicans. They scared of any motherfucker that ain't no white boy. And no matter what goes on in this country, you can't get past that. The police is scared of niggas. And I didn't say white police. Black police. Scared of niggas.
What?
Shit. Them fucking black police is the same as them goddamn white police. They was bullied. They was pushed in high school. They was disrespected. And they can't wait to become the police. And your son driving down the street, and this motherfucker that's been bullied and shit in his life, pull him over. He might only want to fuck with him. But as soon as he pull him over, he see, man, this little black motherfucker remind me of Alexander Bell. That motherfucker was a hot man, and then he going to take his thoughts of Alexander Bell out on this black kid. The kid don't know it, but that's what happened. That's what white boys do, and that's what niggas do. That's what Mexicans do. That's what police do. They all get that badge, and they feel like I'm a beat motherfucker's ass that remind me of my past. I'm telling you. You think I'm talking shit? Hey, I'm not.
No, I don't. I've read an article some months ago. I'm going to have to look for it. But since you're from California, I have to ask you a question. Something I'm learning about is the executioners. They're part of the L.A. police. Have you heard about them before?
What? The executioners?
The executioners. It's a gang in the L.A. police.
Basically. Hey, bro, listen.
Yeah.
I have not heard.
Has to do with...
Listen. I have not heard of the executioners. But let me tell you something. There is hella gang. The police is the biggest gang in the world. The police is the only gang that motherfucking do all kind of criminal shit, and all of them know it, and they have a code, and you know that silence code, and they deal with that on the reality of shit. We look at it like it's just some, you know, some shit. It might be there, it might not be there, but it is there, 100% there. All them fucking groups, killer groups, fucking burglary groups. Man, I know in 1982, when them motherfuckers killed Sandy, the goddamn police had a burglary ring, and they would go around and burglarize video stores. That's when it was just Beta and VHS, none of this MP3s and none of that shit. But what I'm saying is they would go and set off alarms for this video store. Then they would steal all the videos, and they would say whoever broke in stole it. And these motherfuckers ended up getting caught. And it was like almost 500 years of police work as far as when you add up the years that each one of these motherfuckers that was in the game, it was like 500 years of policing. And these motherfuckers was burglarizing fucking video stores. They was burglarizing other electronic stores and blaming it on robbers and convicting robbers for the shit. Come on, man. It's always been going on, bro. Hey, 313, hold on, 520. 313, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, brother. What's happening?
Hey, I want to ask you a question.
Come on.
Why do you care if somebody don't give a shit about their own self?
Why do I feel what?
Why do you care if somebody don't give a shit about their own self?
Why do I care if somebody don't give a shit about themselves?
Yes.
Well, man, as a person, I care because if they ain't caring about themselves, they need to. But as a motherfucker like Bud, if they ain't caring about themselves and I bring it to them and they don't want to care about themselves, I ain't getting a fuck.
Okay, so basically you're going to at least attempt to try to bring them to caring about themselves.
What I'm saying is I'm going to show my care as far as being interested in saying whatever encouraging words. But if they don't let the shit encourage them, I'm not going to, you know, try to bring them out of that shit. They be wanting to be in that shit.
Okay. Okay, that's all I said. And I have another question, too, is the three amigos, if you don't want to talk about it, that's cool. But they just doing the shit that they doing just to make money, I believe.
Do what now?
They just, the three amigos, I think they just doing what they doing just to make money off of people.
Well, that's all they that's all they doing. That's why everything they do, you got to keep fucking with them. My shit, buy my shit one time. If you want to keep fucking with me, fine. But you ain't got to keep fucking with me, and I ain't got nothing else to sell you. Because what I'm saying is I'm only trying to make sure motherfuckers get confidence. I am not trying to have you some kind of fucking customer of mine that I'm dealing with, you know, and all that bullshit. Fuck that. I ain't got no new product. I ain't got nothing, you know, to sell you. I'm not a store in that way. You know, I only got one thing that I'm talking about, and I'm pushing confidence. And the reason I don't have to change is because I'm genuine. And motherfuckers, every year, there's thousands of new motherfuckers that don't have confidence that's becoming 18. So I'm saying I'm never going to run out of customers. I'm never going to run out of a need for what I'm doing. Because there's always new motherfuckers being coming of age that don't have confidence. Now, what was your question?
Hey, dog, this shit here, man, what you doing, man, is 100 times worth more than what you putting it out as. I can see it. And I'm not no pimp or nothing like that, but I had a chick that I want to use the term, get out of pocket with me, and I charged her ass at she had to make a choice whether she wanted to deal with me or not, or do comply with what I was saying. And it took about a week, but the bitch came back and replied to what I'm saying. So I love when the bitch get out of pocket. So I'm going to charge her ass. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, yeah. Man. Hey, 917, what's up? Wait. Just hold on. 917, what's up?
Yeah, I've been listening to everything you were saying, and I feel that you have already answered the question, but what I would say to it is people don't know who they are. So when they look at a celebrity, they look at a athlete, a rapper, even a pimp or whoever, and they see the glory in it, they go after it, but they want it, but they don't know what it takes to get it.
And then they might pursue it, and they find out, oh, this is too much for me. I can't handle it. So now they still lost with who they are. They don't know. We don't know sometimes who we are and what it is that we're going for, but we do know that we want some glory.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but what I don't understand about what you're saying is why don't motherfuckers try to see who they are? Because let's say you like this motherfucking Lil Jon. You know, whatever, you like him. And you want to, be like him. You don't fucking, you ain't like him right now. You already know it. You want to be like him. But you are willing to do whatever the fuck it takes to be like him. It's pretty soon you think you are like him. But what's wrong with you figuring out with what you want? Because that's what we're not putting it in our kids, man. The parents aren't doing it. The parents, just like a man, check this out. When Jesse Owens, when he ran, do you think they had all this goddamn shit to make you fast?
No.
I think all he did was run around the track to get his wind up and his natural ability to get the rest. What I'm saying is that is the real athlete. The other motherfuckers that got to go through all these strenuous programs and change their life and all this other goddamn shit, them ain't athletes. Them is motherfuckers that want to be athletes. And then when they become an athlete, because they done did all this shit, they have been created. That's why athletes, 9 out of 10 of them, have horrible lives after they retire. Because they weren't really athletes. Jesse Owens, Joe Louis, you know, Muhammad Ali, them motherfuckers, when they retired, they was real athletes and they lived well. But you don't hear about all them fucking football players that's fucking nuts. And you only hear about the ones that make the news. You don't hear about the motherfuckers. I don't know if you've been looking at Joe Montana on these commercials, but that motherfucker can't move his body damn near. You can see when he turned his head, his whole body turns. That's because he got fucked up playing that goddamn game. Not that he ain't or wasn't a football player. What I'm saying is a real athlete goes through the trauma that sport has. But since they were real athletes, like Jim Brown, they ain't fucked up. They ain't hurt. It's when you make that athlete, that's when that motherfucker gets fucked up. Hey, you know Jim Brown never was tackled by one person. He didn't wear a thigh pad. He did not wear half the pads that professionals was wearing at that time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So what I'm saying is that's my point. You know of Jim Brown, and you know he was famous for whatever, football, but you don't know what made him famous.
Let me say something to you, bud. I got more because you're not hitting me right where I need to be hit. I'll give you an example. I remember when I was in high school and I had a cousin of mine. He wanted to be cool. He wanted to be with the cool kids. And so he went to a party one night and everybody was smoking weed, but he was smoking a Black & Mild, which is a cigar. And he pretended that he was high. He laid out on the floor. He wasn't even high. He was just trying to pretend like he was high because that's what everybody else is doing. So when we get to school, one of the guys in front of everybody in the whole school clowned him, said, oh, you was smoking a Black & Mild pretending like you was high. Whole school laughed at him, right? So what I'm saying is, even off the subject of you got people that just want to be accepted. They just want to – he wasn't cool. He was from the country. You know, he didn't have the – you know, as the demeanor, the charm, the charismatic, and talk to the ladies. That's what he wanted. but he don't know because he see the cool guys getting that, and that's what he wants. But he don't know.
Yeah, but check this out, bro. Check this out. What he had that he didn't tap into was hella nerve. Because you got to have hella nerve to be smoking a Black and Mild and then act like you didn't got high enough to lay on the floor. If he would have took that shit and focused it correctly, he would have done everything he needed to do as far as be who he wanted to be. Because that's all
focusing correctly.
What?
What do you mean by focus that correctly?
Otherwise, goddammit, he's brave enough to lay on the floor. He ought to be brave enough to go walk over to these dudes and say, dude, what's up, blah, 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 and get this. He need to get what he's scared of getting. Because once he get it, he going to be accepted. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So why you think he had the nerve to fall on the floor, but he don't have the nerve to go get what he getting? Go get what
because he felt comfortable with doing some shit that he knew wasn't nobody going to fuck with him about, but everybody was going to notice. Everybody at the party seen him fall out. Damn, look at that motherfucker. What's wrong with him? But they didn't go over there, hey, man, you all right? Goddamn, well, you know, so he had to come out of it himself, I bet. I mean, I wasn't there. But I bet when he came out of it, you know, that's all he wanted, the attention. But that don't make him cool. That don't change him from being a nerd.
Right.
He feel more like a nerd because he laid out faking like he was fucked up.
Right.
Hey, all you guys is on.
Hey, he still ain't right.
But listen, all you guys is on, hit me. AskRosebud@gmail.com. I got all y'all numbers, so motherfuckers just can't hit me and ask for my shit. But you hit me, AskRosebud@gmail.com, so I can bless you with these motherfucking audio books. All right? All y'all.
Got it.
All
right.
So I got no shit to talk about, man. How come people don't really understand what Sidewalk University mission is? Sidewalk University is gonna help your motherfucking ass in becoming more into being you. Sidewalk University is gonna help you to see that you can be you, and being you is 3,000 times better than you could be me or anyone else. That's what I bring to you, and with my male confidence course, you're going to understand it is you. You got to stop trying to be someone you're not. If you have a street... See, this is real shit I'm talking. You can tell. It's all real, but the shit is serious when I start heat covering. I can't help it. But if you have a street bone in your body, you ain't got to look for it. The street gonna call you. All of you motherfuckers got it back. Excuse me, let me get some water. See, I got to stay away from telling you guys shit that's in my course. That's why I start heat cupping. But you guys got it backwards. You think that you're supposed to study how to be a street person. Do you think a bum studies how to be a bum? Now, you can study it. But you will not be willing to reach in the garbage can and find food to eat simply because you studied bums and you found out that that's what they do. You would think it was nasty or unhealthy to do that. And it just might be. But do you think that bum thinks about that shit before he starts rummaging through the garbage. The same thing applies to any street life existence. There are things you must do and things that you must not do. And you have to do these things to survive. And neither of those things are things you would willingly just want to do. If you would, you would be doing them. It's that simple. And the most important thing of all that I want to impress on you newer listeners is this information that you're seeking is not in any book that you can read. It's not any how-to exercises. It's all in the streets where it's all done, or my course, because it's the closest you're going to get to the streets without being exposed to the streets. Because you guys aren't ready for the streets. Find yourself in Male Confidence 1.0 and develop who you are with 2.0. I'm doing a lot of things that's important to me, but mostly I'm shipping courses. You know, dudes are understanding. It doesn't matter that I was a goddamn motherfucking pimp. It don't matter. The only thing that matters is I have something to offer the average Joe that works. That's all that matters. I have something that's going to improve your position in life. I have something to offer that crosses barriers. This confidence I'm talking crosses age barriers, racial barriers, and the barriers that you created for yourself that you don't even know is there. My confidence course works. It even works for dudes who believe I'm trying to pimp on them. Because believe me, people think that I'm trying to pimp on them, and they still buy my shit. I'm just saying, man. Fortunately for a couple of these young motherfucking pimps, you know, they bought the goddamn course and they rolled it. They see their improvements and that's that. I'm just saying, stay the course and you'll see how much further you are in 2-3 more years than your goddamn partners. They're afraid of buying something from me. Now, mind you, I ain't been a pimp in a hell of a lot of years. I'm a motherfucker who furthered my education by earning 2 BAs and a master. These degrees are directly related to what you going through, socially and psychologically, combined with the knowledge I gained from the very things you respect me for. Shit. You would think I prefer, you wouldn't think. I'm just saying. Do you think I'm going to waste my goddamn time trying to use you? That shit is funny to me, and it's detrimental to you. But I already, you know, if that's the case, served my time in the streets, and I lived the life I felt was for me. And I lived it to the fullest. Ask yourself, have you done that? Are you doing that? If you're young, you couldn't have done it, but you can be doing it. The confidence course is real and it works. The ball is in your court. You know, PayPal.com, baby, that's all you got to do is hit me. And I don't care what none of you motherfuckers of this invent this techno game say. If you are at a bitch and promise her anything other than your style of being a man, my friends and I stayed away from you. We watched Monty Hall make deals on that TV show, Let's Make a Deal. What the hell would we want to be friends with motherfuckers who make deals to be down and dirty? Come on. We were straight laced and no chase with ours. We didn't want any of that deal-making bullshit the world offered on us. We did not start out as giants. We started out as peons in the game. But our trust and belief in the game helped us become giants. How much do you trust what the fuck you think of the game? Is it enough to stop the faking that you do? These young turnouts to the game believe they can reinvent the wheel. They think the only thing they must do to be down and dirty is to say that they are. No siree, Bob. There's things that are natural to people like us, and most of you do not employ enough foresight to see the shit I'm talking about. You may have what it takes, but you don't want to take the test. So you fail by default. If young motherfuckers stood up and took the test, a lot of them would see that, you know, they could pass with a low C, but you wouldn't fail. And once you saw your grade, you know, since you have integrity, you'd improve. 917, what's up?
Yeah, Rosebud, I just wanted to call in and say thank you because I just spoke with you a minute ago and you just turned on a little light for me, so I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate you as well, brother.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. So my point is you'd rather stay blind than not take the test. See, that's on you. And you will be the only one with no mate for the rest of your life, and you will not be able to believe that you're a man. You won't be able to believe that ever. And I think that's important. I think once you understand that there is nothing wrong with being you, once you accept that, once you realize that it is true, there's nothing wrong with being you, I think you'll be a different motherfucker. I really do. So, with that, I guess I didn't say it enough for a second because I really only wanted to do an hour, but I guess I only did 90 minutes. But I'm telling you, let's get this shit together. You know, I am changing. I am changing my content as far as what I talk about. But I'm still talking about being a man. I'm trying to get away from all this bullshit. You know, there's a lot of bullshit in this. But it is a lot of fucking shit that can actually help you in this. You just got to, you know, go through all the bullshit. When you do, you'll find some motherfucker like me trying to help you. All right, fellas, I'm gone.